This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today embarked on a two-nation visit to Poland and Ukraine to further bolster ties. Mr. Modi will be accorded a ceremonial welcome in Poland's capital Warsaw this evening. He will lay a wreath at Jam Sahab Nawanagar Memorial and at the monument to the Battle of Monte Cassino and Kolhapur Memorial. Later, he will attend a community event in Warsaw and engage with the members of the vibrant Indian community. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that a resurgent Africa and a rising India can give impetus to South-South cooperation. Addressing the inaugural session of the 19th CII India-Africa Business Conclave in New Delhi today, Mr. Dhankar said there is immense opportunity for India-Africa cooperation in the fields of clean technology, climate-resilient agriculture, maritime security, connectivity and blue economy. He said India is Africa's fourth largest trading partner and as the largest democracy and a dynamic country, it has built and nurtured a robust relationship with Africa. President Draupadi Murmu has stressed upon the importance of quality education, research and innovation. Addressing the fifth convocation of J.C. Bose University of Science and Technology in Faridabad, Haryana today, she said this has been covered under the new education policy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated RBI Governor Shaktikant Das on being rated A+ for the second time in a row in Global Finance Central Bank Report Cards 2024. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "This is a recognition of Shaktikant Das's leadership at the RBI and his work towards ensuring economic growth and stability." The impact of the bond call by scheduled caste and scheduled tribe organizations today has been seen in Rajasthan as well. Internet services are suspended today in Bharatpur, Karoli, Sawai Madhopur and Dig Kumair districts of Bharatpur division. Administration has declared holidays for schools and colleges in 16 districts, including Jaipur. Examinations of three universities have also been cancelled. In Bihar, the Bharat Band called by the Reservation Bachao Sangharsh Samiti in response to the Supreme Court's recent decision on sub-categorization of SC and ST reservations has evoked mixed response today. Band supporters staged protests on railway tracks at Hajipur, Darbhanga, Muzaffarpur, Jahanabad and several other stations affecting the operations of train services. Private schools are closed in view of band in the state. Government schools, education institutions, banks and other establishments are open as usual. Pharmaceutical Secretary Dr. Arunish Chawla has emphasized that Meditech Stackathon is a bridge that connects outputs with outcomes through his genuine policy stack. Addressing the inaugural session of the Meditech Stackathon 2 in New Delhi today, he highlighted that under this stackathon, various new initiatives were included and around 25 medical device clusters were identified where common facilities will be provided. Torrential rains have caused extensive flooding in northern parts of Maldives, with damages to several houses been reported from the northern city of Kulu Dafusi. The National Disaster Management Authority of Archipelago said that at least 69 houses suffered damage due to flooding. Earlier, the local meteorological department had issued an orange alert in view of the active southwest monsoon, locally called Hulhangu monsoon. Bangladesh Cricket Board BCB President Nazmul Hasan Papon has resigned. The decision was announced after an emergency meeting of the BCB directors at the Ministry of Youth and Sports in Dhaka today. However, the current board was supposed to complete its tenure in October next year. Mr. Nazmul resigned from the post because of political changeover in the country. Papon's resignation marks the end of his 12-year leadership of the cricket board. According to media reports, former Bangladesh national team captain and former chief selector Farooq Ahmed has been appointed as a new BCB president. And that is the end of this news bulletin.